Good afternoon. A warm front continues to slide to our north today. The warm front produced plenty of cloud cover for the first part of the day and even some showers in the northern parts of New York and New England. The showers will tend to lift to the north along with the front, leaving us mainly dry. And with an increasing and gusty southerly wind flow, high temperatures will make it into the 70s. A strong storm system will work from the Great Lakes into southern Canada and drag a cold front our way this evening and overnight. The front will produce a line of showers and embedded heavier thunderstorms, especially to our north and west into the western and central Adirondacks and the western Mohawk Valley. The line will tend to weaken as it heads into more stable air, especially after dark to the east in most of interior New York and New England. Still, the jet stream energy associated with this system will be enough to produce some locally strong wind gusts as the thunderstorms move through later tonight. Behind the front will start a drying trend into the early morning hours on Saturday. Temperatures will drop down into the 60s for overnight lows. Behind the front, blustery and turning cooler early on Saturday, with more sunshine in the afternoon, high temperatures will remain in the 60s. It looks like high pressure will dominate the weather into the second half of the weekend, keeping skies mostly sunny on Sunday, with highs staying in the middle and upper 60s. That high will keep it dry on Monday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the next system approaching, staying in the 60s before showers and thunderstorms arrive on Tuesday. Highs on Tuesday afternoon will be in the upper 60s, but push well into the 70s on Wednesday ahead of the next cold front, and scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday afternoon. Behind that front, back to mostly sunny skies and cooler temperatures on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain and flooding are expected to make weather headlines across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. A deep surge of tropical moisture, which much of this from Tropical Depression 19, will advect northward and be lifted by a cold front approaching from the Central Plains and further aided by a short wave arriving from the southern Adirondacks. The Weather Prediction Center currently has a moderate risk of excessive rainfall from north-central Texas into southern Oklahoma for the potential for several inches of rain through Saturday afternoon, and high rainfall rates will likely lead to instances of flash flooding over this region. Other areas that'll likely have enhanced rain are parts of western Washington state and the upper Midwest. A Pacific low-pressure system is forecast to reach southern British Columbia tonight, with a plume of heavy showers ahead of it that will affect the greater Seattle area and many points north and west. A rapidly developing storm over the Great Lakes, meanwhile, will also result in widespread rain from northern Minnesota to the UP of Michigan, and thunderstorms extending from central Michigan to the Gulf Coast. Some of these storms could be strong to locally severe, especially around the lower Great Lakes. Meanwhile, windy conditions are expected across the Great Lakes on Friday due to increasing pressure gradient from the strong surface low. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds, breezy mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds and windy in Buffalo with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 50, the record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 29, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:54 p.m., 12 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny and windy with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then sun, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 60s on Sunday and Monday. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday in the upper 60s, upper 70s on Wednesday, and mostly sunny back to the lower 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.